Meditation and contemplation. I had left it to you, but I'll read with you. What is the difference between meditation and contemplation? This is best understood when we have done both ourselves. But still, by reading, we may ask ourselves whether we have ever done what is described here. Yesterday we read what Sri Aurobindo says about meditation. I have told you the next paragraph tells us about contemplation. You might not have read at home, doesn't matter. We shall read here together. So, tell me what is the page number? Let us revise first what we read yesterday about meditation, and then we shall contrast it with contemplation by reading the next paragraph. The first step in concentration must be always to accustom the discursive mind to a settled, unwavering pursuit of a single course of connected thought on a single subject. And this it must do undistracted by all lures and alien calls on its attention. Such concentration is common enough in our ordinary life. Very often when we see a film, this concentration is very often available. A good film, when you see, you don't like anybody to be disturbed, you don't like any other call, you want to be settled on the subject that is before you. So it is common enough, but it becomes more difficult when we have to do it inwardly, without any outward object or action on which to keep the mind. Yet this inward concentration is what the seeker of knowledge must effect. Now there is a footnote that Sri Aurobindo has written. In the elementary stages of internal debate and judgment, vitarka and vichara, for the correction of false ideas and arrival at the intellectual truth. So this kind of concentration in which, for example, what we are doing now, although our eyes are open and we are talking inward, outward, it can be used as a first stage of meditation, because we are concentrated now upon one fixed subject, and that subject is a subject connected with your internal being. It's not a subject regarding what happened there or what happens here. It is concerning the inner understanding. Your object is an internal thought. Meditation is an internal process, and we are now discussing that internal process. So you might say that what we are doing now is already a kind of meditation, the first stage of meditation. So in that, even some debate also is possible. If there is a judgment going on in the mind, even that is possible as a starting point. Although ultimately debate must stop and even judgment must stop, ultimately. But in the beginning, even this process is also permissible. But this is the inward concentration must be effected. This is the first point. Every person who really wants to meditate should arrive at this point, inward concentration. A concentration upon something that is inner, something that is inward in our being. That should be the object on which our idea should be fixed. Then second condition that is described is, nor must it be merely the consecutive thought of the intellectual thinker. As I said, in the first place, debate is allowed, judgment is allowed. But now, it must not be merely that process. You must go beyond it. So it must not be merely the consecutive thought of the intellectual thinker, whose only object is to conceive and intellectually link together his conceptions. It is not, except perhaps at first, a process of reasoning that is wanted. At first, reasoning is perfectly all right, but it must not be limited. We must go beyond the process of reasoning. Instead of reasoning process, there should be another, what Sri Aurobindo calls dwelling. There's a difference between reasoning process and a process of dwelling. What is dwelling? To dwell is to repeatedly come back to the same point. Instead of developing a reasoning process, you dwell upon the same point. This is more difficult. To move forward and backward is easier for the mind. But to come back again to the same point is more difficult. And what is wanted is dwelling. So dwelling so far as possible on the fruitful essence of the idea. There is a difference between understanding an idea, developing an idea, consecutively linking together the ideas. This is one process. The other is to go to the essence of the idea. So there is a difference between linking together ideas, one after the other, and the process of essence of the idea. You hear a long lecture, for example, and after hearing the lecture, I ask you, what is the essence of the lecture? If you are supposed to report what you heard, there can be two kinds of reports. One is that you recount the entire lecture one by one, different ideas which I put forward. You say, first he said this, then he said this, then he said this, then he said this. That is one kind of reporting. It is an account of a consecutive process of thought. But another way is that basically what he said is this. Essentially what he said is this. I may give a lecture on Karma Yoga. A long lecture on Karma Yoga. And then, if you are asked, what is it that he said ultimately, basically? So you can simply say, essence of the idea is not to desire and to come out from the idea that I am the doer. That is the essence. I may give a long lecture in which I have given all the ideas in which many ideas may have come, but essence, if I ask the question, what is the essence? In two words, give up the desire, and secondly, liberate yourself from the idea that you are the doer of action. This is the essence of Karma Yoga. So, if you are inwardly discussing what is Karma Yoga, you may read 10 books, or a long lecture, or a long essay, in which many ideas are linked together. But if you are asked what is the essence, what Sri Aurobindo says is that in meditation, meditation is to be distinguished from a long line of reasoning on the one hand, which can be allowed as a starting point, but you should arrive as soon as possible to a point where you ask what is the essence of the idea or series of ideas, catch that essence and dwell upon it. Then you go forward. This is what now Sri Aurobindo says. So far as possible, on the fruitful essence of the idea, which by the insistence of the soul's will upon it must yield up all the facets of its truth. So when you catch hold of the essence, then all the aspects of the truth of that essence are immediately delivered. Now Sri Aurobindo gives an example so that we may understand it better. Thus, if it be the divine love that is a subject of concentration, it is on the essence of the idea of God as love that the mind should concentrate in such a way that the various manifestation of the divine love should arise luminously. Not only to the thought, but in the heart and being and vision of the sadhaka. What is the essence of the idea of God as love? Now let us consider it and let us meditate ourselves so that it may be easier for us to grasp what is meditation. The essence of the idea of God as love. Now let us make an exercise ourselves. Let us put together all the ideas that you may have of God as love. And then we shall examine what is the essence of the idea of God as love.